A 15-year-old Michigan high school student killed four of his classmates last month. The tragedy has drawn new attention to the epidemic of gun violence in and around schools. The Violence Project is a nonprofit research center that tracks shootings and threats of violence at schools. From WFII's Education Desk, investigative reporter Lee Gaines spoke with the center's co-founder, Jillian Peterson, about the recent increase in violence at schools in Indiana and across the country.
So looking at the school shooting data for Indiana, what I saw there was that up until a few years ago, the state had one or two or sometimes no school shootings per year. And then in 2020, there were four. And in 2021, there's already been six reported. I'm curious how Indiana compares to the rest of the country, and are there other places experiencing an increase in both threats and violence?
Yeah, we're seeing that everywhere across the country. So 2020 was a bad year in terms of guns fired at school, but if you look at the data, it's really different compared to other years because schools, for the most part, were closed. So the violence that was happening at schools was happening on playgrounds, was happening after hours. In many ways, it was sort of an empty place where community violence could take place. Now in 2021, we've seen just record numbers of both shootings at schools and in terms of threats. A lot of the shootings are fights that escalate because people have guns on them. They're occurring both in school, after school, at football games, just sort of an overall record amount of gunfire at schools. And then the threat data is actually really remarkable. We looked at September data for 2018, 2019, 2020. There's about 30 threats of school shootings that make the media per year. This year in 2021, there was over 150 threats. And in just the last week alone, we've tracked another 150 threats. It's just schools are dealing with threats like they've never dealt with before.
Wow, that is really remarkable and disturbing data. What do you think is causing this increase? And is it related to the pandemic?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is. We were feeling concerned about when schools reopen this fall in terms of threats and in terms of violence because of the research that we've done into the risk factors for these mass shootings. So we know risk factors are things like trauma, isolation, suicidality, depression and hopelessness, being in crisis, spending more time on the dark corners of the internet, all things that we knew the pandemic kind of exacerbated. And then on top of that, we saw record gun sales. So we know that there's just more guns that can get into the hands of kids. And we've also seen an increase in everyday violence in our communities throughout the pandemic. There's a number of reasons for that. And that seems to be kind of spilling over onto schools as well.
So what should schools be doing to curb the epidemic of violence that's occurring among their students?
We put a lot of time and energy into responding and reacting to shootings once they occur. So we run our kids through lockdown drills and we put in bulletproof glass and we put police at the front door and try to sort of react and respond to shootings. But our research shows there are things that we can be doing to actually prevent shootings from happening, right? And that's where we really need to be focusing more of our time and energy and resources. So things like social emotional learning in schools, things like trauma screening, especially for young boys, things like school-based mental health, training teachers and all staff in crisis intervention and suicide prevention, building crisis response teams in schools that can assess kids in crisis and get them connected with what they need. So I think schools have to really be thinking about sort of the holistic well-being of the children in that school. And things like trauma screening and social emotional learning and mental health just have to be a key component of that moving forward.
That was WFYI Education Desk reporter Lee Gaines speaking with Jillian Peterson, co-president of the Violence Project, a nonprofit research center focused on violence reduction. You can find data about school-based violence and more from their conversation at WFYI.org.